Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
Driving Jaguar's first electric model, the I-Pace all-wheel drive SUV today, the mid-spec SE EV400 at $130,200, as I said last week, just announced with three 2019 World Car of the Year accolades, and from my perspective, most deserved. The architecture different and clever, a cab-forward design with a great interior and a stunning performance. Try 0 to 100Ks in 4.8 seconds, the equal of some supercars, and the regenerative braking effect when you take your foot off the throttle really makes the brake pedal almost redundant, and of course on the overrun it's charging the battery in the process. This is one of the nicest elements of an electric car, the braking almost inbuilt, but of course for quick stops you still need the brake pedal. The 90 kilowatt hour electric motor has enormous torque, 696 newton meters, the driving range on a full battery charge, 470 Ks, but of course this very much depends on your driving style. Cruise on the open road at 110 Ks and the range is quickly depleted than if you were in an urban environment. I charged the Jaguar I-Pace on a standard PowerPoint for 24 hours and gained 140 Ks in range. However, the installation of a $2,300 7 kilowatt AC wall box would be three times faster. The charging element is the biggest drag. Having to consider your range and pull out a lead is certainly tiresome on an otherwise brilliant car. I'm David Berthon.